Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much. Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
On stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most
11,
of the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show right here on the Horn. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn the conversation to conservation. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and CityNet, citynet.net. B1 Louder by ringing 877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366, or use your free minutes by dialing direct 304-658-5453. Yeah. Host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
Ho, 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 ho. It worked. It worked. It worked. I can't believe it worked. Welcome aboard, everybody. It's Foxed Up here, coming to you, streaming directly from Sydney tonight. Just to give Bob a break, you know? And so we're going to do it like this for a few nights here. This should be kind of fun. It's going to be kind of different. And so I got a lot more stuff to kind of juggle around here at the moment. So, you know, if I seem a little lost, it might be because, well, I am. I hope it's all kind of coming through all good to y'all. We actually didn't get to test this system out before we ran it. Bob and I decided we just throw caution to the wind and say, what the hell, let's go for it. And, you know, and hey, we're losing the telephoniness of, you know, no matter how much I appreciate the technology that we have to run things, you know, there is something, a little something lost when we connect via our little telephone system. But I will miss on nights that we do this. You know, and Bob's remarking about the different tonal quality in my voice. Yeah, there's got to be a lot. There, that little software program that we communicate through does a whole lot of stuff to the signal. I think it compresses the crap out of it. And you know, so good. This is great. I'm really, really stoked about this. And Bob says it sounds more natural. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. We're not redigitizing it like four more times. All right. It's been a hell of a night, hasn't it? I mean, this whole convention thing, you know, when I rang into Bob's show yesterday, I wasn't trying to be so, you know, all kind of, you know, rah, 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 gung-ho cheerleader. I was really, really trying to more make the point that you have to realize what we're watching, which is a product launch. But I tell you what, it has been one hell of a product launch. And, you know, and they have done so, so, so well as far as the organizing. And I'm sorry, I have to look at this with my production sensibility eyes. And I just watched something that has been so unbelievably well thought out. I'm impressed. I'm really impressed. For the party that's supposed to be the not organized party, I think we have done something really, truly monumental here. Yeah, I'm not completely happy with all the things that are going on, but, you know, we were having this discussion in the chat room a bit earlier today. You know, I really am, and I know this is going to sound kind of nasty, but I'm getting kind of tired of the whingers. I mean, I'm a king whinger. I mean, I spent a lot of time on this program cussing, swearing, bitching, moaning. But there are times when you got to realize that this is about us actually trying to move forward. And this is our product launch. You know, this is our product launch. I cannot emphasize this enough. This is not about getting every little T crossed and I dotted at this moment. It's about saying, okay, we've gone through all this to figure out who the new team's going to be. Okay, we got our front benchers now. We've got our first string. We've made the choice. Okay, we've gone through the draft process, and now it's time to launch the team, because now it's time to go and actually, you know, play the game. So, you know, the bitching and moaning that's been kind of going on has really been, I think, unfairly taking away from what we should be, you know, enjoying at the moment. You know, and yes, I have a lot of the same qualms. You know, I wish the party was more progressive. However, I gotta say, you know, after watching old Joe, this is more of a left ticket than I actually would have thought. Some people will, you know, disagree with me, but, you know, and one of the crucial factors about being, you know, liberal in the American sense and being left in the American sense is that you are considered. And Joe Biden is a guy that I think backs that up. He has admitted when he was wrong. I was reading a thing about one of the local newspapers in Delaware. early in his career wouldn't report on him. And he asked the guy why. He says, look, Joe, you're a blowhard. You talk too much. I don't report on blowhards. And supposedly 8 years later, Joe sees the same guy and says to him, hey, you know what? You're right. I was a blowhard. I think that's great. I think that is a sign of a man's character and ability to absorb new information. You know, but you know, we're going to talk about this, and I've got some stuff. I actually, you know, one of the things we haven't heard enough about is what's going on outside the convention, you know, center, outside the Pitts Center. And Gene sent me some stuff about some of the things going on outside the protesters, some of the marches and whatnot. We're going to get into that. But I do have to deal with, and it's going to be today's track of the day, I do have to deal with a little bit of sad news. But we're going to get this out of the way. A very good friend of mine, whose name I won't mention, a couple of really good friends of mine, lost a parent a few days ago in tragic circumstances. And this was someone that I knew, and I just sending out my condolences to my great friends who I just I've been heartbroken for since I found out. And as usual, when someone important or whatever passes, this has become my song to send people off with. And you've heard it before, I've played it before, and we'll play it again. From Temple of the Dog, going back a little ways, Say Hello to Heaven. Enjoy. I just love that song, and I'll never tire of that record. Just a fantastic record. Now, you know, there's nothing like pushing the technology a little bit. Just, you know, we get this all working, you know, and of course, I start, you know, you start playing music on this program, and who wants to ring in but David from Maine? And so he pops up in the chat going, can't take calls, and said, no, not tonight, but we're going to work on it. And all of a sudden, Bob pops up in the other chat and says, hey, you want to try and take a call? And so I'm actually, as we might, I'm going to do a little story. Everybody kind of hang on. We might go and, you know, take a break a little further in the show, and I'll see if I can make that happen. So this will be slightly experimental tonight. So far, we're doing all right. I'm happy. All right. For a little bit of what, you know, we've just been through, you know, we saw Biden come out, you know, he could have come out a little, you know, I always want more, you know, I just want more. I want more teeth. I want more blood, you know. Night one, I said this the other day, night one was all about make nicey nice, make nicey nice. Make the knuckle draggers kind of come to the realization that Michelle Obama is not some bizarre angry woman that's going to come and, you know, take their children or whatever the hell it is that they think. And, you know, we did all that, and I think they played the family values thing without actually using the term. This is what I love. All of that imagery that was, you know, Biden's son doing the introduction, Chelsea doing the introduction for Hillary Clinton, and then, whether Biden didn't know or not, for some reason I have a feeling actually that, you know, I could see Barack Obama saying, you know, let's make this, you know, Bob says, you even want your politics turned up to 11. Damn straight, man. They played all that beautifully. We saw a little bit more teeth. You know, we saw teeth yesterday with Kucinich. I just, you know, wish that they'd give him a better time slot so that, like, some of the rest of the country could see him. Still, one of the things, you know, early on in the primaries, you know, having a conversation on the phone with one of my family members who isn't quite as insane as most of them. I do want more blood. I do want it louder. I want it, you know, but we had to make nice. We had to make nice. And, you know, it's for, like, you know, this side of my family that you need to make nice. Why? Because, I don't know, it seems like, you know, spoon feeding, you know, hardly works. So we have to go with all the over-the-top imagery, which they've done really, really well. I love this. I love this, you know. But, you know, what I was going to say before, you know, I was asked, you know, who do you like out of the Democrats? And I said, Dennis Kucinich. And this relative of mine turns to me and goes, who? I just, you know, Okay, I had to sit. I said, okay, sit down. I need to explain something to you. This is what happens when you're not curious and you allow what is spoon-fed to you to come across. You know, and, you know, Kucinich is amazing. Kucinich should, his speech should have been, you know, if the media were truly not even liberal biased, but even if it was just somewhere along, like, middle of the road, Kucinich should have been front and center on the news yesterday, saying the Democrats came out with all guns a-blazing, you know, all being carried in the name of Dennis Kucinich. But no. People have to rely on friends who are smart enough to know how to find the clips on YouTube or know people with blogs that recorded it and put it up on YouTube themselves to go, hey, did you happen to see this? Because it happened while your ass was at work. It's madness. But anyway, I thought this was a little disturbing. I can't remember where I found the link to this, but anyway. Have you guys heard about this ABC reporter arrested in Denver? I hadn't, and this is just weird stuff, okay? You know, and this will feed into some of those people that have been continuing to bitch and moan about the Democrats being bought out by the corporations, and there is so much truth to that. But I there are times where you got to get involved with the party and not always fight against them, because sometimes you can actually change things if you work with the party. And this is one of those times to work with the damn party. Especially when you take on the imagery, the simple imagery. See, there's so much imagery that's been, that this is where the Obama camp has done well. They haven't just tried to do it intellectually, they've done it through all the imagery, which the right wing has done, usually using negative stuff. But the Obama camp has been trying to go for the positive stuff, but reinforcing things via just the way it looks. They understand the way modern media works. And so much of it has to be done by feel, you know? It's all, you know, kind of a feel thing. But anyway, from ABC News. Now, I haven't seen this really anywhere else but here, but police in Denver arrested an ABC News producer today as he and a camera crew were attempting to take pictures on a public sidewalk of Democratic senators and VIP donors leaving a private meeting at the Brown Palace Hotel. Police on the scene refused to tell ABC lawyers the charges against the producer. Issa Eslacher, who works with the ABC News investigative unit. There's a video for this. You can find it at abcnews.go.com. A cigar, and the way they portray it, you know, it's just, you know, obviously the ABC is writing about what's happened to their own reporter, so they're slightly colorful about it, but I think it's well written. A cigar-smoking Denver police sergeant, accompanied by a team of five other officers, put his hands on Eslacher's neck, then twisted the producer's arm behind him to put on handcuffs. A police officer later told lawyers for ABC News that Eslacher is being charged with trespass, interference, and failure to follow a lawful order. He also said the arrest followed a signed complaint from the Brown Palace Hotel. Eslacher was put in handcuffs and loaded into the back of a police van, which headed for a nearby police station. Video taken at the scene shows a man wearing the uniform of Boulder County Sheriff, ordering Eslacher off the sidewalk in front of the hotel to the side of the entrance. The sheriff's officer is seen telling Eslacher that the sidewalk is owned by the hotel. Later, he is seen pushing Eslacher off the sidewalk into oncoming traffic, forcing him to the other side of the street. It was 2 hours later when Denver police arrived to place Eslacher under arrest, apparently on a complaint from the Brown Palace Hotel, a central location for Democratic officials. During the arrest, one of the officers can be heard saying to Eslacher, "You're lucky I didn't knock the fuck out of you." Sounding kind of like that, pink woman there, Bob, that you were talking about with Mark earlier. Slightly heavy-handed coppers. Eslacher was released late today after posting $500 bond. He and his ABC News colleagues are spending the week investigating the role of corporate lobbyists and wealthy donors at the convention for a series of money trail reports on ABC's World News with Charles Gibson. Now, when I first posted this little story in the chat room, Lottie came up with exactly my response. Are they going to do the same thing with the Republicans? That's all I want to know. If they're doing the same investigation on the Republicans, I am more than happy for them to go for broke. Go, boys. Go, boys. Go. Because no matter how much, at the moment, I am willing to play the game. Because we are now going through the ceremony of it all. There are still problems within our electoral system. Huge ones. There are huge problems with the United States at the moment. Things like this, you know. So what is the problem with, you know, being filmed from a public space inside a hotel? You know? I'm sorry, this stuff does not play well for me. Now, I'm going to go slightly off track here, but I got to tell you, you know, I'm a Firefox user, and I dig it, you know, for all the reasons that most people dig it. But one of the things that I really dig it for is that there's all these groovy little plugins that do neat things, very helpful things. I use, you know, a fair few of them. But I've got this one that I think is just really neat. And you can find it, you can install it. It's called Know More, as in K-N-O-W, More. And when you go to a website that might have, oh, you know, dodgy employment policies or dodgy environmental policies, you get a little notification at the top of the page saying, this company has been cited for violations regarding yada yada. And then there's a little thing that says, click to find out more. And it'll take you to the knowmore.org website where they will show you a list of the corporate crimes. Now, I see, I think that this is a great thing because one of the things that is so hard for consumers, because we are a consumer society, and sometimes, aside from politics, which is so manipulated, sometimes the only one of the strongest political voices that we have is the power of the dollars that we have. And, you know, I'm one, you know, I haven't touched a product made by Coca-Cola in years because, you know, it's just like, you know, the murder squads of the union people in Central America. It's just like, I cannot have a Coca-Cola beverage and not want to vomit, right? And it's one of these things that, you know, the more people would actually know about the activities that companies get up to, the more that they probably won't patronize them. And I think this is a great little tool for people. You want to know more about the companies that you're, that you might spend money with, you know, on a social justice level? Go and grab this little plugin. Just go, you know, if you use Firefox, you know how to do this stuff. You go to add-ons and do all that thing. It's a great little plugin. And it popped up when I got the ABC News thing. And it was about business practices and worker practices. I thought it was pretty neat. But anyway, because I can, and I think we will pass on trying the phone calls tonight. I think it's just a little bit more than I want to try because I can see an issue with it at the moment, but I'll try and fix that for tomorrow. It could be fun. You know, because I can, I was saying to Bob, I'm rather enjoying this. I'm finding this liberating because I like twisting knobs. Let's play some music. What do I put a couple of things up here just to have for fun. And the right wingers would hate this, but I gotta play this because I'm sorry, with this convention I think at the moment in America, it's Black History Month, so here's some Saul Williams.
Turn up the blazers. one. But with this to the rays of the sun, synthesizing her own image, photo negative shun. The development of parliament, the phallic pop gun. Thus the mothership connections, born the birth of the drum. Ancient drum begat drum, kingdom go, kingdom come. Ancient sector of the scepter risen up to the sun. Hidden hand of man begat, pretended clone of the drum. Boom bap strapped into a wide, tightly cornery spun. Trigger sound, trigger gun, drum machine, machine gun. Bodies piled carefully, filed under beats that were once reprogrammed to become unplumbed dots of the sun. Every ray with sample clearance, every two we got one. Boom bap hard as a gun, white coat strainers are strong. Let these suckers know the course I'm making happy it rock. Yeah, let them both drip from the sun until knowledge rays of truth. I'm working with everyone.
Whoops! You just can't beat Saul Williams, but you can get, grab the wrong fader. Doe. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Alright. Anyway, that was Mr. Saul Williams from, The Rise and Liberation of Niggy Tardust. And if you have not gotten that record, you must. It is just outstanding. I have yet to tire of it. Thank you, David, from Maine, once again. But anyway, let's get back to some protest news here. Let's see. And I haven't had a chance to really scan these, but from Disaboom, 3,500 protesters marching on DNC without permit, led by Iraq veterans. Yeah. You wouldn't want to be the cops being sent to go and stop the veterans from marching, would you? You know, wouldn't you kind of think? That's just, just a little wrong. Following a free concert by political rockers Rage Against the Machine, thousands of young protesters are marching on the Pepsi Center. Outside the designated protest zone and without a permit, the march is led by Iraqi veterans and seeks an answer from the Democratic Party to the veterans' petition, which demands an end to the war in Iraq, benefits for veterans, and payments to the Iraqi people. And this comes from... Where the hell does this come from? It doesn't actually say on here. That's kind of bad. But anyway, it says, I'm in the Pepsi Center, and though the march is only a couple of miles away now, and the protesters have so far not been arrested due to outnumbering the police greatly, most delegates and guests seem unaware of the march's existence and the gauntlet they may run as they leave if police don't keep the marchers away from the Pepsi Center. They updated a source on the ground, says the marchers have been stopped and herded into the First Amendment zone before reaching the Pepsi Center. Now, I know that this whole First Amendment zone, free speech zone, I mean, how Orwellian is that kind of crap? I mean, you know, a free speech zone. Yeah. So much for being a free country. You can speak freely, but only over there. Off to the corner with you, little boy. But the protesters think that they were successful. Let's see. At 6:45 p.m., police gave the first official order for the group to disperse. Once the order was given, the crowd, which had already begun to see some attention, parted to allow the war veterans space to leave. After the veterans had gone, the 500 to 600 remaining people at the gates turned and followed the veterans back out onto Spear Boulevard. Once there, the group split into two subgroups, one of which dispersed into downtown, while the other headed for a different gate at Spearhead Boulevard and Auraria Parkway. The group was larger. That group was larger of the two and had about 400 to 500 people in it. That group said it was heading over to a gate where they felt it was more likely they would be arrested. After the protesters reached the Spear and Auraria gate, a Marine in uniform who was part of the Iraq Veterans Against the War spoke with members of the DNC, hoping to give them a copy of their letter. During this time, the police presence doubled, and hundreds of officers were on scene in riot gear. Nice. Turning the cops on our veterans. Really, really nice sentiment there, guys. And this is all Homeland Security, and we made the entire country, if not the world, just freaking paranoid. You know, just absolutely paranoid. And scared of the people. I just cannot, you know, it just makes me think of V for Vendetta. You know? The government should be deathly afraid of its people, not the other way around. But let's see. When the uniformed Marine came back, rumors floated through the group that Senator Barack Obama's veterans liaison had agreed to meet with the group in order to allow them to voice their concerns. A cheer erupted throughout the protest group, and the chants of "Yes, we can" and the Spanish version of "Si se puede" reverberated through the group outside the Pepsi Center gates. Moments later, a lieutenant with the Iraq Veterans Against the War confirmed to 9 News that the group had successfully gotten their letter in the hands and secured an appointment to meet with Obama's staff. Okay, there you go. Barack Obama had the right response. Either the party or Barack Obama, but it doesn't really matter. They're kind of one and the same now when you look at it. They made the right decision. Not to push them away, but to say, hey, okay, you've made your point. We can't talk to you now. We got kind of a lot of stuff going on now. But you know what? We're going to sit down and have a meeting, and we're going to discuss this. That's supporting the troops. See, this is what I mean about, you know, hopefully we'll get some imagery of this. You know, and I'm being told, Yale in the chat room, Senator McCain is chosen as running mate, and the person will be notified on Thursday. A senior campaign official said, the official said the senator eventually decided by using the eeny, meeny, miny, mo method. Oh, that's just precious. That's awesome. That's just awesome. Okay, I tell you what. We're gonna take a little quick break, and then we'll cover another couple of things before we, get out of here for this inaugural Let's Try and Stream This Thing Live kind of broadcast. So you listen to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, broadcasting to you live from Sydney, Australia. We'll be back after this.
Thinking ahead means preparing for the future of our children, our grandchildren, and our wild, wonderful West Virginia. Developing our renewable energy resources is the best way to ensure a clean, sustainable way of life and safe, good-paying jobs for generations to come. Here in the Mountain State, our most abundant energy resource is the wind. Our ridges and majestic mountain peaks shape and direct the wind like stones in a mountain stream. Coal River Mountain is the ideal place for developing wind power. The Coal River Mountain Wind Farm will provide us with a source of clean energy and good jobs forever. We have the power to make our future happen now. Be a part of the clean energy solution for West Virginia by visiting coalriverwind.org or call 304-854-2182. That's coalriverwind.org, 854-2182.
Welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And let's see. You know what I just realized? We did such a great job on making this whole system work for today. I forgot one thing. I forgot to get my own play out set up, Bob. I don't have signs. Not handy enough to play. Whoops. We'll fix that, though. I'll use something else instead. You can't get it 100% right every time. I will take not having my play out against not having the streamer work. All right, anyway. So the veterans are feeling pretty good about how they went, and that's a bloody groovy thing. So, let's see. What else do we have here in protester news? Let's see. Not that one. Don't mind me. I'm just trying to find something here. Oh, the green story for today. I almost forgot. I wonder if I could find signs while I do all this. anyway. This is kind of cool. I was talking about a couple weeks ago. I mentioned, you know, I've been on about the whole bee die-off thing that's going on, right? You know, colony collapse, right? And how we were starting to see signs that, you know, it's from, probably caused from pesticide is what people are starting to lean on. And here we go from ENS-newswire.com, the Environmental News Service. German coalition sues Bayer over pesticide honeybee deaths. The German organization Coalition Against Bayer Dangers today brought legal action against Werner Wenning, chairman of the Bayer AG Board of Management, by filing a charge against him with the public prosecutor in Freiburg. The group accuses Bayer Crop Science of marketing dangerous pesticides and thereby accepting the mass death of bees all over the world. Woohoo! Go the Germans! Actually, Ralphs is asking in the chat room if I'm still talking to Travis Meeks. Funny you mention that. I'm actually trying to get him at the moment. End up with the phone taggy thing going on again. I'm going to get him back on. I want to talk to him. I want to find out how things are going. It's been a while. Anyway, it says here, since 1991, Bayer has been producing the insecticide imidacloprid, which is one of the best-selling insecticides in the world. Used often as seed dressing for corn, sunflower, and rapeseed, Bayer exports to more than 120 countries, and the substance is Bayer's best-selling pesticide. Okay? So, see, this is like, you know, this is finally putting a value on these things that are being destroyed. You know, we finally seeing people putting a financial value on the environment, and the financial value of bees is just undeniable. It says, since patent protection for this thing has expired in most countries, Bayer in 2003 brought a similarly functioning successor product onto the market, the coalition alleges. Both substances are systemic chemicals that work their way from the seed through the plant. The substances get into the pollen and nectar and can damage beneficial insects such as bees. The coalition alleges that the start of sales of both these pesticides coincided with the occurrence of large-scale bee deaths in many European and American countries. Up to 70% of all hives have been affected. You hearing that? 70% of all hives. This stuff, this, of all the signs of us fucking things up, you know, this is almost king. This is virtually almost king. I just can't, you know, this one scares the crap out of me, almost more than the oceans, because we lose the bees, we lose the bloody cross-pollination of so much of our food crops. And I keep fearing that if something isn't done to rectify this problem, man, we're just like playing straight into Monsanto's hands. And they're going to be like, all right, all you can have is our shit. And then you're going to be tied to us because of our intellectual copyrights. What a bunch of crap. Attorney Haro Schultz, who represents the Coalition Against Bayer Dangers, said the public prosecutor needs to clarify which efforts Bayer undertook to prevent a ban on both these pesticides after sales of both substances were stopped in France. And I keep, they're just clothy end, and they're just too much of a tongue twister for me. They were We're suspecting that Bayer submitted flawed studies to play down the risks of pesticide residues in treated plants. In France, imidacloprid, bloody hell, has been banned as a seed dressing for sunflower since 99, and in 2003 was also banned as a sweet corn treatment. Convened by the French government in 2003, the Committee Scientifique declared that the treatment of seeds leads to significant risks for bees. Bayer's application for approval of Coffiendin was also rejected by French authorities. I'm glad that they're taking action. This is a really, 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 really good thing. It's a really good thing. And, you know, and being that, you know, they're part of the EU. I love you, ELO. Can I just tell you that? I love you. My playout has been sent to me. It's just, you just gotta laugh. But anyway. I love our volunteer staff. They're just amazing. But, you know, the Germans, you know, they've gotten it. They've figured it out, right? They're so far ahead of us. Yeah. To play us out! What the hell does that mean? Yeah, no, I know what a playout is. Look! ELO even knew what a playout was! But not Bill O'Reilly. You dumbass! Oh! But, you know, it's just, you know, yeah, I'll do it live! I can do it live! Bloody hell, imagine if Bill O'Reilly had to produce his own show. God, that would be a disaster. He has to have it spoon-fed to him. Those guys don't know how easy they have it. They don't have to engineer their own game. Oh, what a bloody riot. What a bloody riot. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we're getting kind of close to the end of things here. Now let's see if I can get this thing. Whoa, what's going on there? I'm going to just see if I can get to this. Where are you? Huh. Weird. We'll just try and play it straight off of Google Mail. Anyway, and the chat room's having fun with the whole O'Reilly thing. But anyway, thanks for being with us for the experiment today. This was different. Thanks to Bob Kincaid for staying up a little later to make sure I got all connected right and everything else. And I will be taking over the replay stream here at the end of the program. So thanks to Cole River Mountain Watch for everything that they do for us, you know. And go to coalriverwind.org if you haven't signed the petition. I think anyone listening to this show has already signed the petition. But if you're a new listener, go there now, coalriverwind.org. It could be just the thing that kicks that door open to a new way of doing things. So, you know, it's just, you know, gotta keep fighting it. Thanks to Scott Berry at B1 Louder Productions for the music. I'd be so lost without him as well. And, sorry, I'm just getting my playout all set up here. And it looks like it might just work. Hey! So, we'll try and do this again. Don't forget to tune in starting noon Eastern tomorrow in the United States for the continuing coverage of the convention. And, you know, let's see what happens with this thing, you know, when we have this, you know, in the stadium. And I didn't even get to talk about the set piece. The right wing's going nuts about the set piece tomorrow night. If I get a chance to talk about that tomorrow at some point, we will, because, like I said, I've been paying attention to the production value of all this. So, with all that, folks, thanks for being here with us today. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good. Be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
by. So I shoved my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face.